We got a phone call here to see what happened to Billy Bob Neck. Billy Bob Neck's hour being good. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Billy Bob. I like your show, and I have a question.
Yep.
I noticed a couple of shows ago you were talking about fruitcakes and how Jesus doesn't have to accept all the fruitcakes.
Yep.
And I have a question.
Yep.
One of the guys I know at my school, his fruitcake isn't that good. It's kind of, you know, moldy and vile
yep.
and evil. And
yep.
I was wondering if there was anything I could do to teach him that. Would he be able to start over and make a better fruitcake?
He could. He could. And I think that if y'all got together with him and just sit him down over Coca-Cola or something and just say, yeah. Look, Jesus hates your fruitcake. All right? Jesus all right. don't like your fruitcake. It's not that I like you and Jesus wants to like you, and Jesus probably does like you, but your fruitcake, it just ain't right. It's not acceptable to God. So let me show you how to make a fruitcake that's acceptable to God. And that's when you bring out the Bible.
All right.
All right, that's when you bring out the Bible and you sit down and say, here is the fruitcake that Jesus likes. It's the fruitcake that he loves to pop in his mouth and chew on and take inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what you got there is just a great big mess full of, who knows, I mean, does he even wash his hands before he makes his fruitcake?
I don't know.
I'm going to bet that he probably don't.
Yeah,
I'm going
right,
to bet
don't.
That, I mean, you don't get moldy fruitcake just because fruitcake goes bad. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? He's got to be introducing some kind of foreign something or another that generally comes through his hands.
Well, he does support Obama, so.
Well, I mean, there it is right there. He's got the stench of liberalism all over his hands. He needs to pick up some Jesus soap is basically
yeah.
what he needs to do. He needs mm-hmm. to understand that supporting a Muslim ain't supporting America.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I mean,
yes,
he's probably like got cardamom or something in his fruitcake. Some kind of Middle Eastern spice.
Probably.
Now you ain't eating this fruitcake yourself, right?
No, I would never.
That's good. That's good. I was gonna say because if so, you probably need to get down and just maybe, you know, ask your parents to fly you down to Honduras and just, you know, pick up like a 2-week refresher course at one of the good camps down there.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Hey, God bless you, son.
God bless you too.
Keep the faith. Well, my goodness, it is always good to hear from the young people.